My guest today is the writer Jen Makowski, who is very much a fixture on the literary scene in Baltimore. And in the course of this last year, she's had three publications come out, a couple of novellas, a novel, and a set of short stories. And it's wonderful to welcome you to WBJC, Jen. And I think that there are very few writers who can boast the fact of having three books come out in such a short span of time. How did that actually happen?
It was really just chance. The novellas that I published with Dzank, Could I Be With You Now, had actually been accepted back in 2010, but their publication schedule was so crowded that it wasn't slated until 2013. The Tide King, the novel, was picked up last year, and it just so happened that they all coincided. But I'm really grateful that I was able to meet so many people and travel so many places and really talk about these books that had different trajectories and different ideas and were written during different times of my life. So it's interesting to see them all collide in that space.
You talk about different trajectories, and obviously all of these are fiction, but the fact that there are two novellas, short stories, and a full-length novel, the approach would be different. And I'm just wondering what you need to bear in mind with those different forms of fiction, and if there has ever been a sense where you've felt that one idea wanted to become something else.
I think it happens all the time now for me. You have an idea, you're not really sure how it's going to turn out, whether it's going to be a short story or a novel or a novella. And in the early course of my writing, I was writing more short fiction. I was a poet in college, a terrible one. I just seemed to be more interested in distilling a moment. And now that I've gotten older, I feel like my pieces have gotten longer. And not because I'm being less careful with words, I just find that I'll start a short story and it can't be contained in 10 or 15 pages or 5,000 words anymore. I feel like there are too many tangents and spokes that I'm thinking about. And I wonder if it's because I'm older. When you're younger, you sort of want to distill those things because you don't really know much about life and you need answers. And when you're older, you sort of have had these experiences and you just sort of spread things out more, like you've knitted this crazy quilt and you just want to take it out and look at it. And I often feel like that's my process now. I really want to stretch things out and see all the different patches that have gone into making rather than having one presumptive statement, you know, coming from the work. And it can be different between novels. It depends on the story.
I was saying that you are such a fixture on the literary scene, and I have been quite amazed at how strong the literary scene is in Baltimore. I shouldn't be surprised, but somehow I am.
Yeah, when I first got involved, really involved in 2006, it was just starting, and it seemed like there were a lot of people doing things in isolation. And once we all got to know each other, then it sort of exploded. Like there were lots, almost again, the metaphor of the bicycle and the spokes, it really came together, and now we can all get together and reference each other and support each other. And Baltimore's so different than, say, New York or even Austin or another place. There's a lot of cooperation and a lot less pretension and a lot less competition. I think there's a great spirit of cooperation that I really enjoy here.
I've been speaking to writer Jen Makowski, who has three new publications out, a novel that is called The Tide King, a couple of novellas, Could You Be With Her Now?, and a set of short stories from here. All of this can be found on Jen's website, jenmakalski.com. That's spelled M-I-C-H-A-L-S-K-I, jenmakalski.com. Jen, thanks so much for making the time to come in.
Oh, thank you so much.